Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome back to Hijabi Diaries. This is your host Malaika, and this is season 2, episode 1. So you guys, we are finally in season 2, and I'm so excited for this season because last season was mostly like general Islamic knowledge, and for this season that I have planned is to increase and deepen the knowledge that we all should have, but we don't. And so I'm really excited for the season, and as you can read by the title, this is going to be all about the minor signs of the Day of Judgment.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
So there's a lot to cover, and this will be split in parts. So in this season, I want to talk about Prophet Muhammad's life, how he became the Prophet, peace be upon him, the coming of Prophet Isa, aka Jesus, peace be upon him as well. Basically, the minor, the major signs, and everything like that. So I'm really, really excited, and I hope you guys are too. Okay guys, so enough with a little chit chat. Let's get talking about it. One thing I want you guys to know is that don't be scared or afraid of like the minor signs happening, because I don't know if you guys have heard, but the Euphrates River in Iraq has been drying up and some gold has actually been discovered, and there's many things that have been discovered like the caves and everything like that. So it's really like scary. Yes, I know that too, because this was mentioned in the Quran and now it's actually happening and it's one of the minor signs. So yeah, like it's a scary time, but if you have your trust and your iman is really, really high, then you will be okay. Just pray as much as you can, because honestly, you don't know when your time is to go. And if you don't pray, or if you stop praying or whatever, please get back on your deen. This is not the time to stop caring about your religion. Like, we all have to go one day, and some go before us and some go after, and some we just go together. So I mean, there's not much you can do at this time except for have trust in Allah and just, you know, be the best Muslim as you can be. Real talk with you guys right now, yes, I am also very, very scared, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to let my fear overtake me. Instead, I'm going to overcome my fears. Look, I'm not as scared of this as I am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's judgment is what scares me the most, because I'm not a pure Muslim. Like, not a perfect Muslim. No one is. Okay, Islam is perfect. Muslims, they're not. And yeah, I didn't get to accomplish every single thing that I wanted to, but as Allah says, they plan and Allah plans. Surely Allah is the best of planners. This is from the Quran, chapter 8, verse 30. Okay, so I'm also not going to say that the world is going to end exactly right now. No one knows. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when it will. So instead of letting your fear overtake you about this situation, overthinking it, you should think about during the very last hour when the Dajjal is standing in front of you, will you be able to say no to him when he asks you to follow him because he's Allah? Is your iman strong enough for those words to come out of your mouth? Will you be able to pass the test, or will you fail? If you answered no, then this should tell you that you should get closer to the deen and prepare. I too think about this, you guys. Every single day I think about it. I'm like, am I going to be able to say no to the Antichrist, aka Dajjal, or will I follow him just like everyone else? Is my faith strong enough for me to do that? I know some of you guys are probably tired of my little disciplining speech thing, but look, I'm only looking out for you guys. I love you. For the sake of Allah, sorry, I know there's a lot of people here that listen to me, and please don't get it twisted about when I said that. I love you guys as sisters and brothers in Islam, okay? So anyways, enough with this little motivational stuff. Let's finally talk about the minor signs of the Day of Judgment. Signs of the last day. The things that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said would happen. The very first thing he said was his death, and the last day is soon upon us. So now that's what the Prophet said then, 1400 years ago. How close must it be now? Think about it. How close are we to
the last hour.
In various narrations, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that amongst the signs of the last day is that you will see the barefooted Bedouins compete with each other in building the tallest buildings in the world. Now, this is very remarkable because if you think about the buildings in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Saudi Arabia, and Bahrain, then you would know that this perfectly describes the situation there. And it's said that there's going to be 6 of the tallest buildings in the world in Dubai in the years to come, of course. Now, this is what the Prophet said, or he was predicting 1,400 years ago. And what is the tallest building in the world? It's located in Dubai. The third sign that the Prophet, peace be upon him, mentioned was that trustworthiness would disappear so much so that the person would not be able to say, I know a trustworthy person in such and such town. I ask yourself if that's maybe not the case today, because as I know, there's a lot of people here that you can't trust and they're not trustworthy enough. And I mean, there's not one person that I can name except for myself, you know? Okay, so jokes aside, in today's world, in today's Ummah, the people that date or dated, astaghfirullah, but as they dated, the person on the other side of their phone, he or she, whoever it may be, they broke up, right? Oh, he's not trustworthy anymore. Oh, she's not trustworthy anymore. You can't trust her. My trust has been lost. I don't trust anyone new. I can't get married because I don't know this guy. I don't know this girl. I don't want to get married because my ex, he broke my trust. He's not trustworthy. She's not trustworthy. It's happening, guys. It's happening. Zina is being normalized. Dating is being normalized. The sixth sign that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that there will be an increase in literacy. So many people will be able to read and write, but actually, knowledge will decrease. Isn't that a type of paradox? More people will read, and what do we end up reading, most of us? We read rubbish stuff. But we can read. Knowledge, especially knowledge of the religion, despite the fact that more people can read, ignorance has become prevalent. And this is what the Prophet said, that religious knowledge would decrease, not by the books disappearing, not by, you know, knowledge being taken from the minds of the people. No, the knowledge in the sense of the books will be there, but the scholars, so that the only ignorant people will remain, and people will ask them for religious verdicts, and they will give it even though they are ignorant, and they will misguide themselves and misguide others. Anyone acquainting with the Muslim world today will be familiar with this, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, mentioned that the speakers will be many and the scholars will be few. And this is what we can find exactly. There are many speakers, many thinkers, many intellectuals, many people, alhamdulillah, giving dawah. Maybe not enough people, but the scholars, they are so few. And this is a type of sign of the last day, that the scholars will be taken away. This is exactly what we find happening. The seventh sign that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that there will be such an increase in musical instruments and Muslims will make it lawful even though it is forbidden. The use of musical instruments, it has been forbidden by the Prophet. Some Muslims will make it seem that it's okay. And there are many people who are saying it's allowed even though it is very clearly mentioned in the Sahih al-Bukhari, the most authentic collection of hadiths. And all of this is mentioned there. This has come true, just as the Rasulullah, peace be upon him, said. As we all know, there is a lot of people that go to concerts, women that sing, even men. Okay, the one misconception is that women are the only people that can't sing. It's actually both genders, like they both can't sing because you're gaining sins since you have musical instruments in the back. And the lyrics and everything, it depends on what you're singing. And obviously, if you're singing haram stuff, even if it's not haram, it's still considered to be forbidden. Listening to music is forbidden as well because of the lyrics and instruments, and you're just gaining sins, and the person who is singing is also gaining sins. the eighth sign that the Surah Allah, peace be upon him, mentioned, there will be an increase in sexual promiscuity, aka zina. Even though Islam is a religion that teaches chastity, that a man and woman should confine or save themselves to marriage just like Christianity, the Prophet said that there will be an increase in zina, and I don't think anyone can deny that this is the state of the world today with the highly sexualized images and with dating and clubbing, partying, whatever it may be, it is happening. The Rasulullah, peace be upon him, said that because of this, diseases would appear that people would have never heard of before. Isn't that the case? For example, AIDS. Diseases that people have never heard of before will arise due to zina. This is just taking place as the Prophet, peace be upon him, predicted. He mentioned that the woman will be naked although they are dressed. The dress of some women today, which in all means is nakedness, with the clothes that are so tight, they describe every shape of the body. The ninth sign that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that there would be shouting in the masjids or the mosques, something that is very prohibited in Islam, because when you go to pray in the house of Allah, it's supposed to be quiet, and the only person that can really, you know, be as loud as he can be is the imam. But the Prophet said that there's going to be a lot of other people, like men, for example, that are going to be shouting at one another in the masjid. The 10th sign that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned was that the worst and the most ignorant people will become leaders. And I really have to say, if we look at some of the world leaders today, it seems as if what the Prophet said about the worst and the most ignorant people becoming leaders seems to have taken place exactly as he said. Because we have a lot of leaders, let's even in Muslim countries, like, it's every country out there. Like, you guys, not everyone seems to be who they really are. Like, there's something on camera in the media, but then there's something else behind all of that. So, I mean, it's actually true as to what the Prophet said. Like, yeah, we have a lot of really bad world leaders today. Okay, guys, so that's it for right now. I've only done 10 of the minor signs that are going to happen before the Day of Judgment, and there's a lot more to go through. I've done my research on this, and there's not really a fixed number for, like, how many signs there really are. There's a lot of sources that are telling me 40, 50, 77, more than 100. Like, it's just so confusing, and I can't really find exactly how many there are. Only Allah knows. So, I mean, it is what it is. It's just, don't really, I guess, overthink about it. Just, like, you know, pray on time, make dua as much as you can, and just get back on your deen. Inshallah, you'll be all good and have the really, really highest amount there is. So I'm gonna try, you know, further investigating and researching about, like, you know, how many there really are, and I'll just do however much I find. But obviously, I'm not gonna give you guys false information. I'm gonna find the sources behind it and everything, so we'll see how that goes. This is part one for the Day of Judgment, and inshallah, I'll see you guys in part two. Until then, Huda Hafiz.